This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
KNC Masterpiece on 105 through the Fan right now. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Really appreciate that. Everybody go out there right now and download the Underdog app and get rolling. Kevin, what's that number?
By the way, if you use the promo code Masterpiece, you can get up to $1,000 in bonus cash deposited in your account when you make your first deposit. And we're always talking about that on the show, giving tips and everything like that. I am up in my plays on my Underdog account.
Yeah, if you're going to lose some money, lose it with Underdog.
No, but if
you're going to win some money, win it with Underdog, right? Is that how?
Yes.
Yeah, win and lose. It's how we play the game.
I mean, that's true, but did you know with Underdog's double flex option, you can turn two losses into a win?
Did he? I didn't know that. But I just said something that stuck in my head now. 877-881-1053. How many people out there played YMCA sports and remember the pledge?
Ooh, I did. I don't remember the pledge, which makes me wonder, did I do a bad job?
If you, yeah, I would like
sportsing.
I think I can remember it at the end of this segment. I'm not sure, but I think I can. Kevontae Turpin has finalized a 3-year, $18 million deal with the Dallas Cowboys. That is, what, $6 million a year right there. And I'm not sure how they arrange that. But the other thing is he is now the highest paid special teams player at his position. So
okay.
That's what the Cowboys like that.
Okay.
Cowboys like that.
I promise I'm not going to kick them this time. You feel like that's merited, though, because he doesn't need to take a... I mean, if he could take a step up, great. But he doesn't need to take a step up. He has been the best return man in the game.
He's been fantastic at that. As a receiver, they haven't figured out how to use him. I think we saw how on one play last year. We were like, why don't we do more of that? And there was a lot of the way the play was designed... opened up more space for him to take advantage of his speed. When you have somebody that fast, create space for them so that a small seam allows them to make big plays.
Okay.
And that's what, there was one play, and I'm sorry, I can't remember, I'm sure somebody remembers the game, but it was one of his touchdown runs where he got the ball across the middle and the lane was straight up the field after that. And that's the best way to use him. I am not a send him deep. I guess if you're thinking like Xavier Worthy and Patrick Mahomes, Dak can't throw it over him. Dak can throw it to him, but that doesn't throw it over him. And so that when it comes to that, that's not taking advantage of Turpin's speed, because he doesn't, it's not one of those where he's chasing down the ball. He's having to come back to the ball a lot of times whenever you're throwing deep to Turpin. That's not the best way to use him. But I do like that they have that position taken care of. And he's another receiver. He's another receiver to add to the mix. But again, got to figure out how to use those receivers appropriately. So there you go on that one.
Good update. I like that one.
I stand by this. College GMs are the most coveted jobs in the world.
You love this, don't you?
I do. Actually, this is fascinating to me. Golden State yesterday reportedly offered, and he accepted, Steph Curry a role as assistant general manager for Davidson basketball. And I predicted this. We did this during December. Alec, I believe we did. Is it the most coveted job? And I think me, you, and Chris Arnold all agreed that it's about to be. There are people out there that are leaving big time jobs to be the GM because they're well connected and they kind of just show up as a face. We've seen teams do this before. Nolan Ryan literally was told, you can be here and collect a check for as long as you want.
Yeah,
as long as you want to collect a check. We will keep you here because you are the face of the Texas Rangers if you want to be. And Nolan Ryan said, I kind of want some say in some things too.
Yeah.
This isn't my sandbox anymore. That's John Daniels' sandbox. So he was like, I'll see y'all later. That happens all over. They hire guy Mario Lemieux. Yeah, I'm throwing names out there.
Yeah, no,
you hire
understand.
A player and that player's brand is now attached to your brand. And it looks like they have offered him this assistant role, and it's a very unusual situation. He's the only active player in one of the major U.S. professional sports leagues to also work in a front office for a university. I do not know how you do this. I don't know how...
Like how it circumvents the rules?
It feels like it
whatever.
Should. It feels like it absolutely should be illegal to it. But maybe it's just that no players have ever had the desire for it. But this does set up Curry for a post-basketball career where he has lots of things he can do. He's going to have a ton of money. He could be lazy if he wants to. I just don't see him being that kind of person. I feel like he's going to want to be involved with something. And he even says, I want the opportunity to provide a great experience for these college players and great guidance to these young players, men and women, for these teams as they come into this. Now, he's also connected with Under Armour, right?
I have to admit, I'm not sure.
He signed with Under Armour in 2013 and launched his own Curry brand.
Okay.
As a standalone venture with Under Armour in 2020. Also signed a lifetime contract shoe deal in recent years. So yeah, him and Under Armour teamed up.
Okay.
That's a great connection to bring to Davidson.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, this is it. So again, I do wonder now how many other athletes in other sports are going to say, you know what? There's a lot of NIL money that isn't kind of involved with the same thing that we can go take advantage of here.
So would the idea be...
Andrew Luck accepted a position as a GM for Stanford.
Would the idea of that be, I'm not in it for the money. I just want to help my alma mater. Because these are not like high paying jobs, but you can give them an advantage.
You have a lot of power.
You do.
You have a lot of power over a gigantic platform. When I say gigantic platform, it reaches all high school students. I mean, that's the reality of it is you're reaching the next generation and they're looking at you going, hold on, I never wanted to go to Davidson before, but you're telling me if I show up there that Steph might be helping me with my 3-point shot, giving me some advice on how to handle this part of it. And you know, that right there is invaluable.
Yeah.
Which means very valuable. I just want to point that out. Mm-hmm. I always thought the invaluable thing was like, that means it's not valuable. But yeah, that's invaluable. That kind of information, that kind of access, you would pay to go to college for something like that. So this is where I just think more and more, and I kind of, at Duke, who would be the ultimate person to come in that would bring that kind of cachet? And my first thought,
Kyrie right now,
was
he did get hurt,
right though. In that vein right there.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking Vince Carter at UNC, like that would, but they have a lot of names there.
And that's true. And obviously you can go to Michael Jordan and you're like,
Rasheed Wallace,
well, game over.
Yeah.
I don't think Trajan Langdon is going to be able to hang with Michael Jordan, but you know, aside from that,
Grant Hill would be a good name.
Grant Hill. That is a great answer. And he's very fun and personable. And
like, no
that
wonder,
would be a great answer.
No wonder Kevin Durant's calling out Skip Bayless and everybody else in the media right now. He's like, screw it. I'm out of here anyway. I'm going back to Texas. I'm going to be the assistant GM of their school.
So that's your next, while we're talking about NFL free agencies, that's the college GM free agency you're predicting.
Yeah, I do think that it's going to be a job that people want to take. They want to use their connections and use that platform to be able to kind of do a lot of different things. And now, because of NIL, it's become less restricted, and it allows for more of the stuff that used to be under the table to be on top of the table.
Right.
And for people to just say, hey, we're going to work through that. We're going to work with this kind of money. Dude, they're working with millions and hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hundreds of
And these
millions.
Athletes that are in the NBA and in other sports, they're like, I know how to work with guys like that. So I'm going to continue to be interested in that. Now, Kevin, I did have this question. I feel like we've discussed this, but I wanted to ask you. Anthony Davis isn't playing again this year, right?
My guess would be no. I know they haven't said that straight away, but yes, my guess would be probably not.
Okay. It feels like we're at the point that Anthony Davis should not play.
Just because you think it's too late in the season and you don't necessarily want to be winning. Like the Mavericks won last night and you're like, ooh, that is not what I would have wanted.
And granted, they went out there and they were like...
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
we're going to fight, and I appreciate that. I will always appreciate a win over the San Antonio Spurs. Thank you.
Okay.
I will always appreciate it. It might kill their chances of getting the ninth pick or whatever, but I will always appreciate if you're beating the Spurs. I have a deep-rooted hatred for the Spurs, all right? Goes back to many, many years fighting with Dirk Nowitzki, me with my emotions, Dirk with the actual people right on the team. But it just goes back to that. So whenever I see their uniforms, Kevin, I just want to beat them. So last night, while I understood the situation, I got the assignment, I still kind of was like, all right, I'm okay with beating the Spurs.
Now, I love this real quick from the 945, and I'm going to encourage all Lyft, Uber, and rideshare drivers to have the fan on. I drive Uber, and I just got tipped $50 because I had the fan on.
You're kidding.
Love it.
We're making more money for Uber drivers out there. Is that what you're saying to me right now?
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
I love Uber drivers. I think I have a 4.9. I don't know how I lost the 0.1 star, but I think I'm at a 4.9.
That seems really, really
good.
It is.
Yeah, it's out of 5. So
I figured.
Yeah, so I'm feeling pretty good about that right now. And then lastly, Kevin, what's the rarest animal you think you've ever seen in person? I always thought it was the albino alligator that I saw at the Gator Museum. Or maybe it was the zoo. Maybe it is the zoo.
Are panda bears the giant panda bear?
Have you seen
not a giant panda, a panda bear.
You seen a panda?
Yes.
Like up close?
Yes.
Petted it?
Well, no. It was still in a contained environment. I wasn't like going through the jungles or anything like that. It was still a contained environment.
The person that said, Corey, get over it. No, I won't. Spurs can never mind.
How often does that work? That somebody tells you to get over it? It feels like if you tell a woman that she should smile more, like it's probably not going to go your way.
When I tell Adrian to get over it, like I'm like, but what I try to tell her move past it. Like get over it. Move on with your life because you're now letting that live in your life rent free. And when you let that happen, it's already probably forgotten about you. Whatever it is that you're upset about probably isn't thinking about you. And that's got to be the reason that you should let that go.
Okay.
So the desert mule deer is a common sight in the Trans-Pecos region of West Texas.
Okay. Right?
You know where Texas is, Kevin?
I do.
You know where West Texas is?
Yes. It's to the west of where we are now.
Wildlife biologists conducted surveys recently, and they came across an extremely uncommon sight. In fact, this is what they call the rarest of rare animals. Texas Parks and Wildlife at the Trans-Pecos Wildlife District spotted from a helicopter and got video of a melanistic black hair mule deer fawn, which is a 1 in a million anomaly.
What?
Yes. There's a video out there. It's a special deer. It appears all black except for quick flashes of white fur as it dashes away from a whirring helicopter, and it stands in stark contrast to the older, larger mule deer running ahead of it. So it is, and those are typically brown and white coloration.
Yeah.
This one is like all black with a little couple flecks of white in it. And it is the rarest, they call it the rarest of rare sightings, this kind of deal. And ladies and gentlemen, we got the sighting in Texas. That's what I'm talking about right now. From the 214, I've seen an albino squirrel in the wild.
Really?
I don't believe it.
Well, because of you, I'm now on the National Deer Association website because I wanted to know more about this. And it sounds like Texas is your best bet.
Yes.
If you're ever going to see one of these.
Yes. And so, yes, everybody stop with the, it's an area of Pecos. Anyway, everybody says the albino squirrel's on college campuses, right? If you see it, you're gonna ace your exam. If you see the albino squirrel that morning.
I have never heard that in my entire life.
Have you ever heard that, Alec?
I heard it, but I've never seen it.
It was, I know at UNT, it was a conversation piece.
Okay.
I think they even wrote it in the newspaper.
What?
At one point, there's a little story about it or something. From the 682, I saw Bigfoot once, prove that I didn't.
That might have been Kavanaugh texting.
There's no way that I can prove that you didn't, but I almost guarantee. I saw some of the pictures of albino orcas that were recently discovered, and they said, can I get pictures? I have a photo of an albino squirrel from Hilton Head. I wish you can tweet it to me or Facebook it to me on whatever. That would be cool. Yeah, from the Dime 40.
Facebook,
yeah, Facebook
it to me on whatever.
Or thread it. Most of UNT students for a good 6 to 7 year run saw an albino squirrel. It's their unofficial mascot. UNT has one. I never saw it on campus.
Wow.
I never got a chance, but that is a fun story right there. So yeah, we got the rarest of rare sightings in West Texas, Kevin.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, inspired by the Texas Rangers and escape rooms, which game or team building exercise is best for chemistry and which is worst? Next, right here on The Fan.
3-1 count to the Rangers shortstop. Crawford, the windup and the pitch. Seager swings, hits a high fly ball right center. Abreu turns, he watches that one out of here!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through The Fan, where we have a lot to deconstruct in this segment. Let's talk about escape rooms, the Texas Rangers, and also, if you want, I can give you the results of the Hope-O-Meter. But let's start with Corey. I know this caught your attention. The Texas Rangers using an escape room or escape room challenges to potentially help with their training.
Have you ever done an escape room?
Yes, I did one with Brandon once. We won.
I think, didn't we do one at Corky's Gaming Bistro? They had three of them, and we kind of did one of them real quick.
Yeah, that's right.
We also got to throw some axes.
That I definitely remember.
And while we were, I think while we were traveling, I had mentioned escape room. And maybe it was they were talking about this while we were out there and they were just kind of planning it. And I was like, oh, that's a great way to really get the spirit of team chemistry going, because y'all all have to work together in order to get out of the escape room. And you suggested that, or one person might go in a little too much on somebody because they're too competitive and now it creates problems in the relationship.
Yes.
And so that's where I was like, oh, hold on. But I do feel like if everything goes, this is risky. It is a risky thing. But team building experiences, I like. I really do like the things that you do that are kind of fun, that bring groups together.
So if you're on the spectrum of this is going to be great for team building, my argument would be that Monopoly and Uno are the greatest way to tear apart any cohesion you have in your team or your family or whatever. I think the other thing that I said once about escape rooms, and this probably doesn't work into the idea of the escape room, is all split off into your own mini teams and take down each mini game and then just come back together with all of your results. I think that goes against the spirit of what you're trying to accomplish in the escape room. But I like it. I think it could be very good for the Rangers.
I think the thing is, like, Jake Berger's new to the team. Just got a note. Evan Grant said that him and Wyatt Lankford hitting in practice together, like, should be against sound ordinances out there because they crush. But what did we learn? They learned quickly about Jake Berger because Josh Young wanted to learn quickly who his teammate was so they could show him, you know, welcome into the fold. Well, you learn something about somebody's skill set.
Yeah.
And you learn, dude, that guy right there, he can do this. That's going to help us. I don't know. All right. I was listening to Bill Burr talk the other day. And he said that one time his mom was standing at the pharmacy. And a guy walks in and says, hey, do y'all have any eye drops? My eye is watering. And I need something to just help it out. I think it's itchy or something. And he said at that time he looked over, he saw his mom, she's a nurse, look at her watch.
Okay.
She started clocking how long his eye was watering, and then she predicted a stroke. And she was already helping him before the stroke happened because she was a nurse, and she had that skill that she knew she was going to save a life. He was like, dude, I saw my mom save multiple lives right in front of me. And that was one of the stories. I don't know what my skill set would be in an escape room. I feel like I'm pretty good at puzzles. I'm pretty good at I got good logic. I have very sound logic. Sometimes I do think out of the box. But you got to make sure you know in that group who's the leader, who's the one with the sound logic, who's the idiot you don't listen to that might find the key at the last second on accident.
Yeah.
But you got to figure out what that room's made of and help get them all to do their part. And I think that's important because then you know what somebody's... It's dumb. You know what somebody's made of on the field whenever they get out there.
If
they're just going to throw their hands up and quit.
Now, I like this. I would be a numbers guy in that situation. Like, I think I'm helpful with numbers. I don't know about how much other stuff. But by the way, Nathan Eovaldi's putting a lot on the line for this.
Oh, really? I love Nathan Eovaldi.
He's
really
the best. And he was just kidding about this, I think. But in the story from Evan Grant, it was super fun. By the time his wife, Becca, was going to read this story, that's their favorite thing to do as a hobby, is to go to escape rooms. She will have learned that he has already cheated on her with an escape room. And Eovaldi joked, "You're probably going to get me in trouble. She's been giving me a hard time about going without her." And so, I mean, I know he's just kidding it, like, hopefully. But I think that's a fun aspect of it. So, the Escape Rangers, you like? Okay.
That's fun.
You like it. All right, that's good. Fun. That's good.
From the 903, "No fast intelligence here. I'd be the one costing the win." Yes.
Okay. All right. That's fair. So, the Escape Rangers conquered a Last of Us-themed escape room, then set a facility record in the Stranger Things-themed
a facility
escape
record?
Room. Yes, a facility record.
So the first one, they were able to do it. But in the second one, they knew everybody's good, like what they were all good at. They figured it out. They were the A-team at that point.
Now, they came short in the Haunted Mansion because Josh Young misread a clue. So Josh Young got his comeuppance because when they left the room, an employee jumped out at him because it's the Haunted Mansion. And he said, quote, "My soul kind of left my body for a minute. I figured we'd finished it. And then the guy jumps out. It scared the crap out of me." So they would have had a facility record in the Haunted Mansion, got it for Stranger Things, dominated the Last of Us themed escape room. They are rolling. By the way, when he was saying this, Evan said that Nathan Eovaldi walked by and imitated the pose that Josh Young did. And he said it was halfway between a Heisman Trophy pose and the fetal position. So
yeah, he was staying away from me and I'm terrified.
And so I do think the potential for the camaraderie is there. I like it.
From the 903, "Best activity to build chemistry, Tolo go, baby. A little turn it on, leave it on, get it on. Nobody better way to build chemistry."
Look, enough people have spoken that they're doing that. I just
for you, special forces assessment selection. Yeah, that's a way to do it. Went to an escape room this past Sunday. Learned a lot about myself in 60 minutes. The other thing, though, whenever he like jumped and got scared, do you have a go-to scream to scare people? Or like Avery, every time he opens a door, I just happen to be walking by. When he opens the door to come out of his room and I go, "Watch out." And he jumps every time. I love it. Watch out. Just give him one.
I've tried to ease back on that because my wife gets more scared than any human I've ever met. Like, I walked into our bedroom once and she was over at the master bathroom walking out. And I was like, "Hey, Jess." And she goes, "Oh my goodness." And I was like, "What?"
I always tell Adrian the same thing. I live here.
Yeah.
Like, did you not know I live here? Like, what's going on?
It is very strange. One more question about the escape room for you as we're going through this.
No, wife swap is not a great team building experiment.
That was a TV show, though,
maybe,
right?
It is, mm-hmm. though. I don't know.
Do you just go with your friends and family, or are you like picking people to go to your escape room? You're like, "All right, you were a Marine. You are a Marine.
If I want to go set records,
okay,
I'm going to specifically take, otherwise I'm just going with a group, whoever. All but right. If I want to set some records, I want to know that I'm going with some smart people that I think can really work together on this. 940, I'm doing solo Tolo go. Does that count?
Because he couldn't find a Tolo ho. I got you.
What are you doing right now?
I'm sorry.
What
is
are
that
you
not,
doing right now, Kevin?
That's not.
Jeez Louise,
it was
dude.
Just a question.
From the 214, Uno completely wrecked my in-laws' Christmas Eve family party. To this day, there's still lingering bitterness and heated debates anytime the rules of Uno
dude.
Come up in their house.
So let's talk about it. Different folks have different rules for those draw twos, those draw fours, and that Uno.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And man, you will see, like, I know we all have cultural differences and stuff, but Uno-based differences get people heated.
It does. It definitely does.
You have to draw two and you don't get to go. The hell, I don't get to go. Well, you don't. And, like, it's just, it gets very, very heated.
The 817, Corey just said his family isn't smart. I know my family, all right?
You know their strengths and their weaknesses.
My wife is stupid.
I did not say that.
No.
That is edited, clearly.
Edited because it happened.
Carter, my Carter,
mm-hmm.
is trying to take over the room.
I would take him in an escape
room.
He's
the perfect person to have because he's going to fight through it. Avery's very smart, but Avery's also very lazy at times.
Okay.
But he's very intelligent, a very intelligent kid. Lucy and they're going to be great. All right. Like, Lucy's the lovingest person, you know. She's so sweet. Adrian, she wants to win, so she's competitive. I got a good family group dynamic, but I do feel like two people are going to be carrying most of the load on this, and that's me and Carter.
Okay.
Because that's just the way that it is. So I'm not saying my family's dumb. I'm just saying that my family has a specific set of skills, each one of them individually.
All right. Do you want, we'll try to distance from that. Do you want the results of the Texas Rangers Hope-O-Meter?
Yes.
All right. Who do you think, and this is confusing to me, who do you think is the most optimistic team in baseball?
Optimistic. Dodgers?
Yes. The Dodgers is correct. However, their optimism level is only 99.7. Tell me this. 0.3 people out there.
What's your problem?
Yeah, what is
what's
it?
What's your deal?
Missing? You're the defending World Series champions.
That's awesome.
You brought in one of the most coveted free agent pitchers ever for a huge discount. What do you need?
I
trade for Trout?
Like, you know what? I think they misunderstood the question.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think is that you got to give 0.3 for misunderstanding a question.
Okay. That's, you know what? That actually makes more sense to me than if you're pessimistic to be a Dodgers fan. Second on the list, who do you think is the second most optimistic fan base in all of Major League Baseball?
Mets.
Ooh, incorrect. The Mets are fourth, though. So very good. You want to give Alec a try to see if he embarrasses himself or not?
Will you embarrass yourself by answering this question or no? Who's the second most optimistic?
Behind the Dodgers fan base in Major League Baseball.
Oh. Man, there's a few good options that I would go with. I don't really know. Maybe the Red Sox?
Boston Red Sox are sixth. That was worse than what Corey said, so...
I did embarrass myself. There we go.
Yeah, you still did pretty good. That's okay.
They killed free agency in the offseason.
They did.
Why would they not be optimistic?
I'm optimistic. I'm very optimistic right now. Therefore, I will say the Rangers fan base should be very optimistic right now, even though what happened last year happened.
They are not second. That's the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh,
but
okay. Who just drubbed us the other day 10-1 or 14-1.
But coming in at number third. Between three and third.
At number third.
Coming in at number third with a 97.5% optimism rate for the season, the Texas Rangers.
All right, go get Rangers.
There you go.
Thank you, Bogey.
This is the most optimistic they've been since the Hope-O-Meter began. Consider this. 2022, I'm feeling okay. 59.5%. That was 20th in Major League Baseball. Then in 2023, we know they would go on to win the World Series. 87.7 optimism, 13th in Major League Baseball. Then last year, when they were the defending world champions, 97% optimism, only fourth. So that means optimism from the beginning of last year when they're defending champions to the beginning of this year has grown 0.5%. Corey, you said you're excited, and so are the people.
Yeah. What's up with the other 2.5% of people that aren't excited, though?
What's their deal?
Yeah, what's y'all's deal?
I bet you almost all 2.5% of that is. Who's our closer?
Probably so.
Because I'm still optimistic, but I still have the question.
Or they're like, oh, injuries are going to happen.
Who's our closer?
Yeah.
By the way, rounding out the rest of the top 10, the Mets and then the Royals. Alex said the Red Sox, they're six. Then the Tigers, Reds, Braves, and Phillies. Perhaps I'll tell you the craptacular fan bases tomorrow. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how with you today?
Amazing, Hagee. How are you?
I am doing great, Gavin Dawson. I know I interrupted here, but I wanted to point this out. There. Today, I got the second parking spot on the first floor in the parking garage.
Oh, hell yeah.
And that may have set the tone for the entire day.
Princess parking.
Yeah, it was amazing today to walk in and drive in and be like, oh my gosh, it's open. Never happens. Never happens. So, great day.
What do you attribute that to?
Historical.
Maybe. Oh, there's a lot
my
of
God, I have no idea what he's going to say.
A lot of bad jokes in my brain right now.
I think I do know where he's headed.
Yeah, maybe just people weren't, maybe it's not back to work Wednesday.
It's a spring break.
Yeah, it's spring break, too. Yeah, spring break, that's the better answer.
Maybe one of the longest spring breaks of all time.
For some people, yeah, that's right.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
So.
Good.
My kid's
night.
Spring break is next week.
See, so. It feels like next week is really the prime week.
Yeah.
Unless you're the Joneses.
And you can have a two week spring break.
I always wanted that.
You know, when I started college, I thought we were going to get a 2 week spring break because, like, the winter break, you go from high school to like 2 weeks, give or take. And college is like a month. And then you get out of school early, you start school early. I thought for sure we would have a 2 week spring break. And I was so sad. And it's like, still a regular week.
Spring
That's all you get.
Break Makes sense. What was the spring break trip? Like, was there ever one like, growing up, obviously you go to college and then maybe you're finding a beach somewhere, but
you know, for at least for my age, it was, you know, watching MTV and they would be like at Lake Havasu or something.
Yep.
Okay. So just living vicariously.
Yeah. 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 Parents worked. So it was
you and Ed Lover, huh?
You stay home. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You stay home and watch your little sister. Please don't get her stuck on the roof again. Please don't throw her over the pool. Yeah. All sorts of stuff like that.
We had a couple of camping trips that we did, and those didn't last very long. Those were about 2 days of my dad just being like, why did we do this?
So
it's the question I always ask.
I don't think I've ever told this story on air before. So I went on a spring break road trip with my buddy. We drove all the way up to New York, Chicago, all kinds of places. That's how I checked off a whole lot of states to begin with.
Was this when you were carrying the drugs, or is that a different story?
Oh, right. Okay. They weren't drugs, but tell me if this cop was not doing their job correctly. So we're up around St. Louis and we get pulled over.
You've seen a lot up in St. Louis.
Yeah.
That's why I let you go.
That's true.
I hate that place.
And the cop, yeah, that's fair. The cop said, I pulled you over because we've had a lot of issues with interstate drug trafficking. Huh. And I see you have a Texas plate on your car. Mm. I'm going to need to search your car. And I was too young to like really think anything of it. But then I remembered that we were going to make a stop in Pittsburgh because one of my mom's friend's kids had gotten married. We had a wedding present in the trunk in a nondescript like brown wrapping. And
it was a bong.
And the cop opened the trunk and said,
it's a water pipe, sir.
What's that? And I was like, oh,
whatever you want to call
it. It's a wedding present for a family friend. And he goes, okie dokie, and shut. And I was like, if I was smuggling, he might not have said okie dokie, but it was something like that.
That's a brick of cocaine.
If I was smuggling drugs, that's exactly what it would look like. Maybe it's because I just had an answer immediately ready to go. He's like, it seems like that guy's probably telling the truth.
He's being honest.
Or,
he looks like a straight shooter.
Yeah. So that was part one of the trip. But what really happened on the way back, we're driving back from New Orleans, and we've been driving all week, just us two.
Wait a minute. How many cities have you hit on this trip?
Yeah. We went, like, that's all we did was drive and go. So we went all the way up through St. Louis and Chicago, made our way to Pittsburgh and New York, and then came all the way back down the East Coast, that's like, in the span of 9 days. So we probably didn't get enough sleep. I don't know if my mom even knows.
It's like you're on the road
story.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the time, we're driving back from New Orleans. I fell asleep while driving the car.
Yep, there you go.
So I would not advise people pushing yourselves too far. I woke up just in time to probably avoid catastrophic disaster, but I clipped a sign and like damaged the right side of my car. Now, in my infinite wisdom,
just
as
like Tommy Boy, huh?
Yes. Luckily, it was so just that one thing. Yeah, I wish I could say it was a deer.
You end up with
or whatever.
Deer in the back of your car.
So, in my
infinite wisdom, as a 20-year-old, I parked out in front of our house, and I said, "I'm going to park the damaged side of the car."
Yeah.
On the opposite side,
for sure.
So my mom won't see it, and she'll never be the wiser.
There you
go. Not really thinking through. That, you know, my mom might drive over that street, or she knows everybody in the neighborhood. So like that day, my mom goes, hey, why'd I get three calls today that your car is wrecked? I was like, how? In that moment, I could not possibly imagine how she figured that out.
You hated every neighbor.
My tiny brain could not comprehend how she figured that out.
And damn, I was like, Mrs. Bell.
Yeah, what? How did she know that? And she goes, well, guess who's been calling all day? And she told me all these people. And I was like,
dang it.
Stupid neighbors. But I didn't have a
They got fish in the vents that year.
I didn't have a good plan for the rest of it.
So gossipy.
I didn't have like $1,500 or whatever it was to just go fix up my car.
Yeah, because you drove around the country for nine days.
Pretty much.
All on gas money.
God. I don't know how I thought this was going to end up and I was going to find my way out of it. Yeah. I was like, I just need to buy some more time. Yeah, I need to just buy some more time. Have you ever been in a situation where you're like, I just need to buy some more time and I'll totally figure out what the right thing to do is? Because that didn't work out for me at all. At all.
Yeah, I can't think of anywhere, you know, the time bought me enough to get myself out of it. I think once you have that realization, you're done.
It's too late.
You're in denial.
Yeah, it's too late at that point.
Just embrace the suck at that point.
That was a long time ago, and hopefully if my mom heard that, she'll forgive me.
Was your friend also sleeping on the road trip, and he woke up in fear?
And I know this isn't right.
Oh, no.
But I was kind of mad at my friend, too, for falling asleep. I was like, you can't do that.
You're driving, dude. No, you can't be mad at him. You're driving.
Did you guys not have a radio in this thing?
No, we did, because this was in 2000.
You listen to
I've been tired enough behind the wheel, though, that it didn't matter if I rolled the windows cranked the music up.
I make you want to drive a car into the pole.
I was listening to Easy Listening all the time and just drifted away.
You look like you want to go to sleep as you're driving this car.
But
here's
a
nice pillow.
So it turned out okay. So I guess my point is, what do you guys think about Solomon Thomas?
I'll give you a scouting report on him in 340.
All right. Does that do anything for you when it is like a local high school kid that's come back? Or you're like, that's neat, but can you play now?
A little bit. I mean, I'm always rooting for the local kids. Like, we got a bunch in the draft this year. So, like, Billy Bowman Jr. we were talking about today, safety from Denton Ryan. It's like, he's not going to be a high pick, but I'm rooting for the kid. And he's undersized. You know, it's like, go get him, Billy. You got this, buddy. But, yeah, I like Solomon Thomas coming out of the draft. He's a third overall pick with the 49ers. And I just like the relationship that he's got clearly with the defensive line coach. Like, Tommy Yarish brought up a great point going back with his stats. He's had the most sacks of his career under Aaron Whitecotton with the Jets. So clearly he sounded off on the player, said bring him in here. He's a good rotational piece. I'm excited to see what he can do. Like, I don't know if he's a guy that's going to necessarily make you think, okay, we're good at defensive tackle, but a good asset to have.
He's nice to have. I know watching him, I lost track of his game a little bit, but yeah, 340. I'll walk you through it, man. There's some positive stuff there.
Now that the Cowboys have been making some moves, I know everybody wants the biggest, splashiest move in the world. Are there any particular positions that you would still like to see them at least attempt to address before we get to the draft?
Corner, linebacker.
Corners.
And maybe edge rusher and wide receiver.
General manager.
I know a lot of people texted in general manager and president, and I was like, I probably can't help you with that.
Is linebacker one of the shallowest draft positions right now?
I talked to a team. They've got two linebackers in the top 75.
Oh,
see, that's where seeing all these linebackers getting signed in free agency.
It ain't the draft to go get your dude.
There's some mid-rounds, though. There's some guys that are all right. But as far as the elite type linebackers, it's pretty. That's why you saw everybody sign up real quick.
Yep.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Heggy, thanks so much for asking. We'll have David Hellman, NFL on Fox, joining us at 4 o'clock.
I don't know if this is already what you were thinking, but Hellman had a really great tweet yesterday about how many of these deals would you have actually made if you're the Cowboys? And he wanted Jordan Lewis and two other guys. I thought it was a really fascinating breakdown. Yep. He's a great guest. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Come back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Go get Pat Cowboys, Kevin.
Go get Cowboys.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.